WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Power was out in much of North College Station for the better part of 1 hour yesterday afternoon. BTU breakers serving the Dowling Road substation went out, which resulted in 6,400 losing power in an area generally bordered by George Bush, Harvey Mitchell, the freeway, and Marion Pugh. What caused the breakers to fail is under investigation. A Brazos County jailer in charge of 64 inmates was fired, then arrested for inappropriate contact with a prisoner. Sheriff Chris Kirk says an internal investigation began when he was told pornographic pictures were being brought into the jail.
You know, we were interviewing people and reviewing documents and video footage, and we interviewed an inmate that as soon as we started talking to him about that particular officer, he just revealed that he had an intimate relationship with the officer, and that certainly changed the scope of our investigation at that point.
36-year-old Lakeith McKinney Sr. of Bryan was arrested for sexual contact with a person in custody, which is also a civil rights violation. McKinney, who worked there 2 years, is out of jail after posting a $10,000 bond. The sheriff says the inmate will not be charged with any crimes, but their classification at the detention center has been changed, and they're addressing security issues. A College Station man has been arrested for online sexual solicitation of a minor. Officer Kelly McKeithen with Bryan Police says after responding normally to an online ad placed by a 13-year-old girl looking for babysitting jobs, 33-year-old Zachary Brown sent sexual texts and video to her.
If you're a child and you're trying to provide either babysitting services or dog sitting services or something like that, you need to make sure that all the contact goes through your parents, or you're sitting with your parents when you're making those phone, you know, those contacts. And, you know, instead of engaging in text messages or sending pictures, get on the phone and talk to them.
McKeithen says never give any of your personal information to strangers and immediately report inappropriate conversations. A College Station man is accused of stealing almost $5,000 from his grandmother last month. 20-year-old Christian Whiffen was arrested after his grandmother reported that she had found 15 withdrawals from her debit card on her bank statement. She'd given Whiffen the card to buy groceries for the house after her recent surgery. The College Station and Bryan City Councils are expected to take different directions after state lawmakers chose not to increase regulations on payday lending companies. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says they will wait for the next legislative session.
Until then, College Station continues to participate on the Bank Up Brazos Valley, which is the opportunity for people to open checking accounts and savings account and save for the event that they may now be using a payday lender.
Bryan Mayor Jason Bayensky, who says payday lending will be reviewed in a future meeting, has heard from people who use those businesses.
A lot of them will tell you, well, if you get rid of these payday loan centers, then where do we go to get our funds? There'll be someone else be providing those opportunities, but you know, if you outlaw it, then where do you go? So we need the funds to pay the bills, emergency situations.
Bayensky also says he's not surprised the legislature didn't consider additional restrictions. The College Station School District is among 100 districts chosen to test new computer software to report academic and financial information to the Texas Education Agency. CSISD's Director of Data Services, Jackie Janacek, says this could replace a collection system the state has used for more than 25 years.
We're subject to funding from the old system and accountability ratings, and we're really going at it blind. You know, I submit the data, and the state crunches it and kind of tells us, well, this is how you did. And if you messed up on reporting something, you're really kind of messed up. So this will really give us the opportunity for the teachers to check the kids, the administrators to check the kids, and really our data to be scrutinized even better.
In the long run, the district could save money along with being a more efficient way to report data the TEA uses to determine district funding and academic achievement. And the 20th annual Newman 10 Small Business Awards were presented yesterday. The top small business in terms of sales growth over the last 3 years was Cordier Real Estate. The guest speaker, Houston businessman and former Astros owner Drayton McClain Jr., talked about the success stories of entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurs have been around 4,000 or 7,000 years. You can read in the Bible. You can just read in history of people that have had unique ideas. They've had courage to be a risk taker.
On our website at WTAW.com is the complete list of awards and a copy of the awards program. WTAW News Time is 8:12. It's 77 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this. And when you walk into their door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at schlitterbahn.com.
We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Severe storms are rolling across the northern part of the state this morning. Some of the high cloudiness associated with that will move in today. That's why the best we'll do is partial sun, and they could help trigger a shower or a thunderstorm around here later today. We'll be keeping a watch out for that, a high of 90. Partly cloudy, patchy fog tonight, 70. Sunshine and 90 tomorrow. Generally clear tomorrow night with patchy fog, 65 to 70. Partly sunny Saturday, a high close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620. WTAW.
A North Carolina couple chose to tie the knot at a rather unusual, well, I don't know if North Carolina.
At Waffle House?
Yes, no, Walmart.
At the Walmart.
Yeah.
That's close.
Waffle House would be better because, you know, you could have the
reception right there.
Anyway, Wayne and Susan Brandenburg got married at the same Walmart where they met back in 2005.
Well, that's kind of sweet.
Isn't that wonderful? I wonder if he's a greeter. I don't know.
Well, maybe a bagger and a checker.
Wayne came into Walmart a few times a week to see Susan.
Oh.
She worked as a cashier. Nah, sorry, I'm going to move over to this line right here. Wayne eventually became confident enough to ask Susan on a date at a Chinese buffet.
That's fun. This is sweet.
It is. Because, you know, that Chinese food in North Carolina is some of the best.
Oh, please. As if it's any less Chinese than what it is here.
Have you eaten at Chinese buffets here a lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I mean, none of it's really Chinese anyway.
Okay. Susan gladly accepted his invite and brought her two daughters along. Well, you know, don't want any surprises. He fell for Susan and started bringing her lunch at Walmart every day.
Oh, how cute.
And just a year later, Wayne proposed to Susan, and she accepted. The couple stayed engaged for 6 years.
Oh, 6 years.
That's great. You're not able to save up enough for a dress. When they finally decided on a date.
It doesn't say that in the press release.
No, it doesn't. When they decided on a date, he suggested they get married at Walmart. Now, and I guess she's still working there. I don't know. I guess, did the manager clear an aisle? All right, you got 7 minutes, hon. Yeah. We got
this. Clean up on aisle three.
This is where we keep the coolers and the lures. We got to get it in here and get it out.
Coolers and lures.
That's it. A study of the most popular baby name.
I would think they would have done it at customer service.
Well, maybe, but
it's a wedding service.
Well, but no, I understand what you're saying, but See, if you do that, then you're liable to incur the wrath of somebody who's come in to pay their utility
bill.
Just
a pun, Scott.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It was just a pun.
All right, I'm just trying to think ahead because you don't want bad customer service.
Shame it weren't punny.
Yeah. Study of the most popular baby names from the last decade found that common male names tend to contain vowels which are emphasized when spoken and sound larger, such as the
powerful.
A in Jack.
Ah.
Okay. In contrast, popular female names contain smaller sounding vowels, such as O, as in Olivia, and sound more feminine as a result. Parents may associate larger sounding names with masculine qualities because, you know, like animals or something
so
like that.
So if your name is Bob, you're in trouble.
Bob. Yeah, really. Including humans, though. Deeper sounds generally signified larger animals. That makes sense.
Bob.
But yeah, exactly.
I thought it's easier to yell at your kid, well, Jack!
Hello.
Hello, how are you this morning?
Good, how are you?
Fine. Hey, I think you fell into something. Maybe Walmart should do walk-up weddings as a customer service.
You know,
everything else
that's
there.
That's a good point. You're right. That's true. There may be, maybe in Bentonville, they may be, as we speak, talking about that. that you can go ahead, you have your bridal registry, and then you can have your wedding registry, if you will, right there in one location. Would be just perfect.
Like you can serve the food from the, what's it called? What are they called?
Delis?
No, the friendly Walmart representatives have a name.
Greeters.
A Partners or something.
Oh,
Walmart
yeah,
Partners.
Sure. Oh, yeah, sure. Okay.
Have
yeah.
a little, their cookbook that they have every year.
Oh, do they? I had no idea.
You can serve food specifically from it.
Is there a Walmart cookbook?
Maybe it's HEB Partners. Maybe I'm confused.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Could well be.
Brides and Bobbers, aisle five.
Leading experts say we'll have the technology to communicate with our pets within 10 years.
As if we don't already?
Yeah.
Get off the table.
All right. A professor is developing a new technology that interprets the calls of the prairie dog because we all have pet prairie dogs and says the technology could eventually be used to interpret other animals. He also suggested the technology could one day be fine-tuned to enable humans to talk to animals.
Oh, I thought you were going to say men to understand women.
Oh, no. We're never getting there. And engage in conversation. Now, that's really fine about us being able to communicate with our animals.
Yeah,
my thought is, wouldn't it be better if the animals could actually communicate with us? Of course, we might not listen.
Do we want to hear what they have to
yeah,
say?
Yeah, we do. Like, I got to pee. You know?
that would be nice.
I mean, really, wouldn't it? Or don't feed me that anymore.
How do you know the animal's going to say that kind of stuff? I don't think my animals would ever say, don't feed me that anymore.
Yeah, but you could get more guttural stuff. You could probably more than likely find out when they walked up to the food bowl and went, bleh.
Yeah. I could just see that them talking to us might be certainly more more enlightening.
I think I would be sitting in bed and suddenly I'm being prodded by a paw. My cat's saying, all right, it's time to get up. I'm hungry right now. Get out of bed. There's no excuse.
Again, but you're owned by a cat, so that's
that's not far from wrong, probably.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Here's the reason that you listen. Sony. Okay, when I say Sony, what do you think of?
Walkmans.
Okay, you know.
TVs.
Sure, PlayStation.
Yeah.
Movies.
CDs, yeah,
music. And they make a ton of money off that. Basically, entertainment, right?
Right.
Yeah.
A new report from the investment firm Jefferies shows that Sony's most successful business is not entertainment. Sony's most successful business is selling insurance.
What?
Yep.
Oh, insurance on all the products?
No. While it doesn't run this business in the United States or Europe, Sony makes a ton of money writing life insurance, auto insurance, and medical policies in Japan.
No kidding.
In fact, Sony's financial arm accounts for 63% of the company's total operating profit last year. 63% of Sony's profits was writing insurance.
That's certainly interesting.
Life insurance has been the biggest moneymaker for Sony for the last decade, earning the company over $9 billion. See, and we just don't know that because it's not
You know, it's not here.
Not here. We're Americans, you know. If it don't happen here, it don't happen. Hello? Okay, thanks.
Oh, he was there.
Well, no, he went away. He hung up as soon as I picked it up.
New faces on the unemployment lines. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was a drop last week in the number of newly unemployed workers applying for jobless benefits. The Labor Department reports initial claims fell by 11,000 to 346,000. If you drive a Jeep SUV, your vehicle may be headed back to the dealership. Chrysler is recalling 254,000 Jeep Patriots and Compasses from the 2010, 2011, and 2012 model years for airbag repairs. A separate recall was issued for 180,000 2012 and 2013 Jeep Wranglers so transmission fluid leaks can be repaired. PepsiCo is denying a report in an Israeli business newspaper that it is in talks to buy SodaStream. The report has pushed shares of SodaStream higher in pre-market trading. Stock market futures are pointing higher, and J.M. Smucker is a stock to listen for after the food company posted results that topped Wall Street expectations. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
823 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Marty's here this morning from the city of Bryan. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Okay, it's Thursday. School's been out for a week. Parents are going crazy, right?
Yes.
They're ready for you to come to the rescue, and y'all have some stuff for kids to be doing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Both of our summer camps have started. Our Camp Hero program and our Summer Park program are both fully underway. You can register for our Camp Hero program at the Bryan Parks and Recreation Office or at Bone Elementary where it's held. And then our Summer Parks program, you can register at any of our parks that we're hosting the program at, and all that information is on our website.
Sure. Now, what ages are we talking about here?
Ages 5 to 12.
Okay. Now, they can come, do they have to come every day, or can they break it up?
They can come as often or as few times as they want. It's totally up to the parents and the kids what they want to do.
Okay. Is there a cost involved?
There is for Camp Hero. There is not for Summer Parks program. The Summer Parks program is a completely free program. It lasts for 6 weeks, and it ends June 12th or July 12th. And the Camp Hero program ends August 16th.
What kind of things are they doing in those camps?
They play games, crafts. Camp Hero goes swimming twice a week. Summer Parks program goes swimming once a week. We have movie days. We're outside getting active, doing what kids should be doing in the summer and having a great time.
Sure. And again, what time of day does this encompass?
For the Summer Parks program, it runs from 12 to 5 every day. From 12 to 1, they serve a lunch to the kids, and then they go out and they're having presenters come, the chemistry roadshows come in, doing things like that with them. And for the Camp Hero program, they go from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Wow. So, I mean, it's much better than them sitting on the couch under the air conditioning all day. It's like you say, it's the kind of stuff that kids do.
Absolutely.
You have swimming, then just the pools, if people want to do that.
Yes, absolutely. Our pools are open. The Bryan Aquatic Center and Henderson Harbor are open Monday through Sunday from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. for our recreational swim. We also have our swim lessons that are still going on. You can still register for those. Our second session starts June 17th, and so make sure you can get down to the Bryan Aquatic Center and get your kids registered. Make sure they're being safe around the water this summer as well.
Okay, can they sign up online?
Absolutely, they sure can.
Okay, and what's that website?
BryanParksandRecreation.com.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Marty.
You're welcome.
Yep, visit with the folks from the city of Bryan on Thursdays, and it's brought to you our community segment by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs. lead since 1936 with honesty and integrity. We'll talk to the folks from the Arts Council in just a minute.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's time to talk about what's going on in arts in the Brazos Valley. And Chris is here this morning from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. How are you today?
Good. Doing great.
Wonderful. We have a guest this morning, as usual.
We do. Helen DeWolf is here, and a lot with me, and a lot of people think that in the summer, you know, College Station and Bryan just kind of dies down, a lot of the students leave, and there's just so much to go on for our locals and tourists. And we actually, coming up on June 13th, we have a new fiber arts exhibit opening up, and I think we're doing this because it is one of the various art forms that we have an abundance of in Bryan College Station, and I don't think a lot of people realize that there are fiber artists that exist. And there's quite a few of them, and I have one here with me right now.
Helen, thanks for joining us this morning. I guess the first thing we ought to do is define fiber art. What is that?
Well, fiber art is literally the manipulation in an artistic way of fibers. It could be paper, and it could be basketry. It could be sewing, weaving, spinning.
Bead art,
anything that has to do with textiles and mm-hmm. fiber.
Okay.
And it's an artistic rendering using those materials.
Helen, how did you get started in fiber art?
Well, I started out as I've always worked with fibers because I'm still doing it 35 plus years later.
Now, was it because you learned sewing? Is that kind of a prerequisite to be able to work in fiber art?
No, not necessarily. I think people have affinity for different media, different things sort of appeal to them. And fibers, like clay, is very tactile.
So now the show that's going to take place, it'll be Thursday the 13th, and then there'll be an exhibit June 14th through the 31st. What are you going to be showing people there about fiber art?
Well, I think Chris can tell us better, but primarily it's to show that the things that you think of as everyday,
like Helen's going to mention about the cooperative that they're working on.
Yeah, let's talk about the cooperative for a minute.
Well, the Brazos Spinners and Weavers Guild, I'm president this year. We are sort of striking out on our own. We felt it was time that we had to really make a presence in Bryan and College Station. There are a lot of people who do spinning and weaving and working with fibers, and we want to take that a step further and actually have a space where we can have workshops and our library and actually even sell pieces on consignment. And what we would like to do is work that into some sort of cooperative agreement with other textile and fiber artists and guilds in the area, because there are several. And we all need a space that we can have our meetings and actually have teachers come and teach.
Thanks for the time this morning.
Well, thank you.
What else you got?
Well, we have another show opening up in our seed gallery. We talked about that, I think, a time or two ago on June 6th in downtown Bryan. And so check that out. You know, go to acbv.org. There's just so many things that are going on. It's hard to really get all of that across. But go to our website. Check it out. Lots of art in the community. Summer's not slow for us.
Yep, I understand. If they want some more information, what do they do?
696-2787 or acbv.org.
There you go. It's Chris Dyer here from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley on Fridays on News Talk 1620.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at Dayhill.com.
Ready or not, Texas, natural disasters are bound to strike. What's your plan?
If we're told to evacuate, my husband will get the kids and I'll get Grandpa, and then we'll leave together.
I've got my supplies stored in the trunk.
We'll go online for updates.
At TexasPrepares.org, making a plan is easy. Pick a place for your family to meet, pack essential supplies, and know how you'll stay up to date in an emergency. Visit TexasPrepares.org and make a plan today. This message sponsored by the Texas Department of State Health Services.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn, a pet-friendly bed and breakfast and special events venue just 15 minutes south of town. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Entrepreneurship was the theme of the guest speaker at the 20th Annual Newman 10 Small Business Awards. One of several examples given by former Houston Astros owner Drayton McClain were the two railroad company doctors who founded what is now Scott and White Healthcare.
One of the best risk takers and entrepreneurs was Christopher Columbus. Remember, everybody else said the world was flat. He said, no, it's different. And he staked his life on it, and he changed the world with his ideas.
Honored for the highest sales growth over the last 3 years was Courtier Real Estate. You can read the program from the awards luncheon on our website at WTAW.com. BTU is investigating why breakers failed yesterday afternoon at an electric substation in College Station. That resulted in a power outage lasting almost 1 hour and affecting about 6,400 customers. The outage was in an area generally bordered by the freeway, Harvey Mitchell, Marion Pugh, and George Bush. A College Station man has been charged with the online solicitation of a 13-year-old girl who was looking for babysitting jobs. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says their investigation led to the arrest of 33-year-old Zachary Brown.
A child under the age of 14 had placed an online ad for some services she was providing. And an adult contacted her innocently at first, you know, about the services that she was providing, but then that adult decided to turn that conversation into a sexual manner.
McKeithen says Brown sent sexual texts and an explicit video, and the girl immediately notified her parents, who told police. What began as an internal investigation of pornographic pictures being brought into the Brazos County Jail has led to an employee being fired and arrested. 36-year-old Lakeith McKinney Sr. of Bryan is out of jail on bond after he was charged with violating the civil rights of an inmate by sexual contact. Sheriff Chris Kirk says the inmate cooperated during the internal investigation.
With review of the inmate's mail and then calling histories, also fit the inmate with a recording device and record some conversations. And so ultimately we were able to put a case together for a felony on our detention officer for having sexual contact with an inmate.
The sheriff says they're addressing security issues resulting from the incident, and the inmate has been reclassified, but no charges will be filed. The former detention officer was employed for 2 years and was in charge of a pod of 64 inmates at the time he was terminated and arrested. A College Station woman's review of her latest bank statement resulted in the arrest of her grandson. Police say almost $5,000 were taken last month and 15 unauthorized withdrawals from the woman's debit card. The victim told officers 20-year-old Christian Wiffen was given the card to buy groceries after she had surgery. One issue the state legislature chose not to address was placing more regulations on payday lending companies, something that was supported by the Bryan and College Station city councils. Bryan Mayor Jason Bayinski says being a pro-business person, he doesn't like telling someone what they can and can't do.
You know, if they're running a legal activity, then that's something we need to try to work with. I don't think I want a payday loan center in every building in downtown Bryan or every building along Texas Avenue.
But Bayinski says payday lending will be reviewed in a future council meeting with staff input. That won't be the case in College Station, according to Mayor Nancy Berry.
We don't regulate businesses beyond our zoning ordinances.
Other cities have tried to do this, and they've been facing major legal battles, and that's something it's clear our residents feel about. So I imagine we'll wait until the matter comes up at the next legislative session and watch what happens.
Both mayors support the Bank on Brazos Valley program that encourages those who use payday lenders to build savings accounts. And for 25 years, the Texas Education Agency has used the same computer software to collect information from local school districts, but a new system is being tested in 100 districts. College Station is part of the pilot project. Director of Data Services Jackie Janicek says the Texas Student Data System makes it easier for administrators and teachers to look at student data.
Now they can tie the students to the grades that they're issuing, to the test scores, and seeing if he has discipline problems, and, you know, it's going to encompass some of the response to intervention stuff that we're mandated to do and mandated to keep up with.
The new software will also be used to send school district financial information that determines the amount of state funding. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 80 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of, think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas-owned, Texas-proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
This is Brad Beard of Intercon. Many of us have watched together as the Bryan-College Station area continues to grow and prosper. Part of that reason is your support of local businesses. We all depend on our neighbors from time to time. A healthy economy allows local businesses to create new jobs, and that means support from the services we expect from our cities. Your decision to stay here to do business means we continue to be the kind of place we want for raising our families. Bryan Broadcasting and Intercon remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
It's 8:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162.
We have a large complex of thunderstorms moving over the northern part of the state this morning. Some of the high cloudiness from those storms will move through today. We're going to be partly sunny, and later on this afternoon, we could see a shower or a thunderstorm, 90. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, 70. Sunshine and close to 90 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, mainly clear, though patchy fog could develop, low 65 to 70. It'll be partly sunny and close to 90 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, it's 6:39. You know what we haven't done? We haven't...
8:39.
Oh, what did I say?
Let's not start the show over.
Did I say six?
Yes.
Yeah, I got stuff to do. I can't be here till then.
It's about time, because I've done that a couple times.
Yeah, in California, I guess it's...
Sure. Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, is Ben in this morning?
Sure, just a moment.
Oh, great. Okay, he's back. Because, you know, Ben's been traveling a lot.
He's popular.
Yeah,
he's important.
He is. Well, I don't know about either of those. But,
well, and that baby thing. True.
Yes, dear.
You know, we were talking just a moment ago that you'd been traveling a lot. Okay.
Tell me.
And so,
you know, there's nothing that's any more pleasurable than that.
And I do have something to say to you off the air that I won't do at this time, having to do with travel. But nonetheless,
well, I hope you hurry up. Yeah, that's all I can say.
I said, well, you know, Ben hasn't been around very much, and then Kevin said
he's popular,
and Kat said
he's important.
Yeah, well, yeah, whatever.
And then Scott said not so much.
I don't know that he's either, but nonetheless.
Actually, I would have said a better line would have been, Kevin said he's popular, uh-huh. and cat would have said, more like juniper, really.
Oh, very nice.
I'm just like helping you guys out.
Yeah, thank you. Excuse me, she can do her non sequiturs all by herself. She doesn't need your help.
Oh,
I just wanted to let you know.
No, I think that's a flyback to poplar. See, poplar is a tree.
Oh.
Poplar. We're picking up what you're throwing down.
I know. All right. I just thought I'd let you know there's going to be a William Shatner sighting.
Great. On a street corner somewhere in Washington, D.C. Otherwise, I'm not going to see it.
What? No, the thing is, they're going to do an all-live edition of Hot in Cleveland, the television show, on June the 19th.
Oh.
And Shatner's going to be on, and he's really excited. He said, at long, long last, I am working with someone older than me.
Betty White.
Because yeah. Betty's 91 and he's a spry 82.
How old is Leonard Nimoy?
I think he's 83.
Is he?
I think. I can look it up.
No, Nimoy. Let's see. How
I thought he was slightly older than Kirk.
Is Leonard Nimoy? Yeah. I'm so damn sleepy. You wouldn't believe how I spelled Leonard.
Leonard, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. 82 years old.
Well, they're close.
Okay.
They're close.
There.
Okay, do we know Shatner's birthday? Because, I mean, aren't they both 82? Is that what we were saying?
Yeah.
Here,
looking
him up.
Okay, here we go.
William Shatner's birthday was March 22nd. He's aged 82.
Oh, my gosh. Nimoy's March 26th.
Yeah, their birthdays are really close.
4 days apart. But that would make Shatner 4 days older.
Oh, so I'm wrong. Oh, well.
Leonard, right? Yeah, William Shatner's worth $300 million, by the way. Just want to let you know.
Good grief.
Yeah, isn't that scary?
No, it's just depressing.
Yeah, it is. All right, well, I know you have lots to do. I just thought I'd let you know it'll be coming up on June the 19th if you want to, you know, catch it on your DVR or something, okay?
All right, well, that sounds good, and always good to hear from you guys.
Thanks a lot. See you later, okay? He'll forget what we look like, but it's always good.
I can go check. Give me a second.
He gets here later. He usually comes in when I'm leaving for lunch.
Yeah, I didn't.
I'll double check. I'll be right back.
Okay, all right. We're gonna go see, because I need to talk to him too. I've also got his cell phone number. Well, I mean, I have these little nodules of information.
Okay, things that I like how you choose your news stories. Just specifically to the things that matter to each of us.
Of
that's
course,
very
that's the,
considerate.
That's
he's
the
not,
whole idea.
He's not here.
Yeah, I know. Okay. All right, so let me see. Well, I think he's been on assignment. And if I can wake him up, that would be even better. But I don't know if I can do that
poor
or not.
Fella.
But we'll just see. Oh, what? He's been off, you know, fishing someplace probably. Someplace in clear water and white sand or something. Oh.
Yeah.
What's up?
I don't know. What's up with you?
Were you awake?
Yeah, I'm awake.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
All right. So you've been off on assignment or something, right?
I have been on assignment. Yes,
okay.
I have.
Well, I thought I'd let you know. Last week, I don't know if you knew that there's going to be a Simpsons theme park at Universal Studios.
I did know that. Actually, there's already, that's already underway. There's already rides there and everything.
Well, you know, they're going to have a Krusty Burger franchise.
And I love that.
But also there will be a number of other places to dine as well, such as Moe's Tavern will be open this summer for visitors.
That is awesome. They're serving Duff beer, by the way.
Well, yes, of course. Now, they also are building a Large Lad Donuts.
Oh, very nice.
Along with places called the Frying Dutchman and Luigi's Pizza.
I do remember the Frying Dutchman.
Frying Dutchman is all you can eat, and Homer almost put them out of business.
Yeah, well, I guarantee you this one won't be all you can eat. But
probably not.
That's all right. I just thought I'd bring you up to date. Do you have anything else you want to tell us?
I am. Do I have anything I want to tell you?
Yeah.
No, I've been gone on assignment, and I have no idea what's going on in the world.
Okay, now, you no doubt were someplace that had, was it clear water and white sand, or was it mountains this time?
Well, there was clear water. There wasn't any white sand.
Okay.
I was...
you were checking on fish populations again or something.
I was doing some research, yes.
Yeah.
Fish
populations were down in my particular area. So.
Because of you or before you got there or what?
I think it was before I got there. I don't think I had anything to do with this one.
And the average temperature where you were?
You know what? It was cooler than it was here.
Yeah, well, I figured that probably had something to do
with
that.
We had a little breeze going. In fact, we got back in the the state of Texas yesterday, and we're driving along, and the car thermometer says 96, and yeah. I went, yeah, I may turn around.
Yeah, well, again, and it's a nice 96, so it's okay.
Well, it's a dry heat.
Sure, that's it. Well, welcome back. We're glad that
Thank
you're
you.
Going to be on. See you later. All right, there we go. So there, I think we got everybody caught up on their favorite television people, see? Just trying to be a nice guy here. 845. This will be a shock to you. There is exactly one ingredient in energy drinks that actually perks you up.
Caffeine.
That's exactly right. According to a new study, none of that other garbage in there that's supposed to give you some sort of an edge actually improves your alertness.
Not even the B vitamins? Because that was always, you know, doctors give you B right. vitamins when you
I do feel better when I take B vitamins.
All right. This is, I mean, and they nail it right here. Researchers gave participants water. Water with caffeine, and 5-hour energy, which costs, what, like $23 a bottle, right?
That's no, stuff, it's no. like $3.
I know, it's $3. How many ounces? It's
five,
three,
I think.
It's $3. That guy's making so much money.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, good on him. That's fine. But anyway, they gave participants water and caffeine, and 5-hour energy, and had them attempt to respond to changing letters on a screen while scanning their brains. And the result, there was zero difference. Zero difference between the group that had the caffeinated water and the group that had the 5-hour energy.
Wow.
Now.
Now you're trying to break Kevin's heart.
No, I'm not. But now what I'm wondering is, and again, I wish when we got these stories, we knew who paid for the funding. Because
is this, anyone selling caffeinated water?
Well,
as a Dasani.
Yeah, right. You know, so the energy drinks are a sham, in other words, according to this survey. The energy you get from them comes from the caffeine, which they load up on. You're each two, and it's 2-ounce, 5-hour energy bottle, 2-ounce, packs about as much caffeine as 2 cups of coffee. Okay? So there you go. In other words, not even a tall Starbucks, because we all go to Starbucks, has more caffeine than that. So just know you can get it less expensive.
So instead of buying 5-hour caffeine, you could get 2 fancy drinks from Starbucks. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, or you could just go ahead and make the coffee at home and do that.
Oh, what's fun about that?
Well, I know. And I guess that's... but then, see, do you need that boost, or do you need the caffeine throughout the day intermittently? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's always nicer when someone else makes it for you, even if you have to pay them.
Oh, I don't see. Now, like, if I'm awake, I'll drink iced tea. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
And see, that way you're getting a lot of caffeine right then, and you don't have to pay as much as the 5-hour energy. Now, does that help you maintain, or do you need the jolt that you get from the 5-hour energy, where you're introducing a lot of caffeine in a very short period of time?
I think it would be best. I agree with you. If you can drink more coffee throughout the day, if you plan it around the times when you need the best, or whenever you have your most draggy, you know, you kind of drag.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, and we are going to have that draggy story in just a minute.
He's caring, he's patient, he's understanding, and he goes above and beyond the call of duty. Thank you, Dr. Gale.
He's extremely attentive to both expectant mothers and patients with gynecological problems. His professionalism and dedication to the patient cannot be understated. Thanks, Dr. Gale.
I'm Dr. Justin Gale with College Station Advanced OBGYN. I'd like to thank our patients for their kind comments and for trusting us for advanced, high-quality health care for women. We are dedicated to making your medical experience personalized, pleasant, and memorable during every stage of your life. It's what we do.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto services. service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us the keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at bcstirepros.com.
As much as I talk about my favorite bookstore, Half Price Books, a friend of mine said something the other day that just hit the nail on the head. He said, "I go to Half Price Books because it inspires me." Now, that's a no-brainer. New books on every subject, an incredible selection of used books that Half Price Books buys from their neighbors. You'll find things you didn't even know you were looking for. And when almost everything's half price or less, you'll be inspired to load up on great reads, new hobbies, authors, a variety of subjects. And the same goes for music, movies, games, kids' books. And you never want to pass up the treasures that may be lurking in the collectible case. June is a great time to hurry in. From gardening to barbecuing, or maybe a good mystery while you have your toes dug into the sand, Half Price Books has you covered. Visit your neighborhood Half Price Bookstore today. Be inspired. And check out halfpricebooks.com. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
What do you get when you add helpful advice to a store full of batteries for things like laptops, cell phones, watches, and cars? Plus thousands of light bulbs, including energy-efficient LEDs, CFLs, and halogens. Well, at Batteries Plus, you get what you came for. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman for all your battery and light bulb needs. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
8:51, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So this guy's name who owns 5-Hour Energy, Manoj Bhargava, is worth $2.5 billion.
Wow.
$2.5 billion.
Wow.
Making it work. All right, let me see. I've got... there is a time when we are less active than other times, and our bosses need to know this. All right, let me see if I can find this real quickly, because it was 2:55 in the afternoon. 2:55 in the afternoon is the time when you are least productive. You probably will get distracted more than any other time.
So you might as well go home? Is that?
No. The idea is that your boss needs to be watching you at 2:55 to make sure that you're making money for the company then. Otherwise, you know, you're just a slacker.
Well, good thing, hopefully, your boss is also tired at 2:55.
There's a new study, by the way, that found the difference between smart and not-so-smart people. It's their ability to block out distractions. A study found those with higher IQ scores would accurately identify the direction of a small flashing bar on a busy computer screen more than the lower IQ people. Conclusion, intelligence is partially based on the ability to sort out important information from all the background noise. So it gives you a chance to focus. So what can you do? If you'll take 3 minutes a day and train your brain to focus by picking out anything in your office to stare at, except maybe a coworker, because then they think you're a little creepy. But the study... then you study each visible detail of whatever that object is that you choose, letting any unrelated thoughts simply pass through your head. This retrains your mind to concentrate, so you can do it. It's kind of a discipline. I mean, it's like some sort of a workout thing.
That's,
you know,
very good news for... Well, I feel like I've become more scatterbrained since working in radio.
Well, the thing is, we go every place, though. See, it's
true.
So it's
you,
we do.
It could lead you toward that. But that has to do with me being AD and leading the pack. You know, I'm ready to go off in any other direction because it's more fun to go off in the other direction. If you go 1, 2, 3, 4, that's what everybody else does. It's much more fun to go 1, 7, 3, 9, see? Because then you never know where you're going. Now, if you're not used to that, then That could be a little tougher. Hello.
How you doing this morning?
Well, we're doing fine. How are you today?
I'm doing just peachy. Hey, I can tie that caffeine story and that IQ story together with myself. I drink two cups of coffee and my IQ raises up to 34.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, the actor, and I've done all I can to make my teeth look their best. Here is the solution to yellow stained teeth. It's called Power Swabs, the only whitening system that uses a tooth detergent to remove the stains off your teeth so that they stay whiter longer. And the best part of Power Swabs is they work after 5 minutes. Try Power Swabs risk-free by dialing 1-800-371-5684. That's 1-800-371-5684. 800-371-5684.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-thru and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattlers.
About 3 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Now, was Red Bull out before 5-Hour Energy?
I believe so,
Yeah, I remember Red Bull advertisements from when I was a lot younger.
5 billion cans of Red Bull sold around the world each year. 5 billion. All right, here's that story. If you're a manager, make sure that you're looking over your workers' shoulders at 2:55. That is the time confirmed as the least productive time of the day. LondonOffices.com questioned more than 400 workers to find what they consider to be the least productive time of their day. And according to those researchers, 2:55 was the clear winner, theorizing that it's right about the time that folks hit that kind of after-lunch lull and they start setting aside work so that they can get to their Facebook and Twitters because they haven't been there for a while. Other respondents said 2:55 was the time because that was when they started thinking about what they wanted to do that night.
Ah, well, and, you know, let's not forget, if this was done in England, 3 o'clock is the traditional tea time. So that's
okay.
5 minutes till tea time.
Is it? Okay.
If it's 2:55.
Or it could be cigarette break time in America, too. Just, you know, kind of all depends. All right, here you go. See, if you wait long enough, everybody finds a job. Keith Oberman has a job again.
Thank heavens. I was worried.
Yeah. After months of showing up at ballparks, Oberman is going to be the studio host for Ted Turner's coverage of the Major League Baseball playoffs this October. He'll be on with Dennis Eckersley and maybe one other studio guy. Cal Ripken Jr. will move from the studio to the booth, if you care. Ernie Johnson and Ron Darling will be doing the broadcast. It's interesting that Turner didn't actually commit to Oberman beyond baseball coverage. Because, you know, if you give Keith Oberman 4 or 5 weeks, he probably will alienate everybody who he works with.
Probably.
He is. To say that he's a pill would probably be
a jerk.
Yeah. Hey, this is kind of a cool story. A short time after he arrives home, Dave Spears remembers that he had left his car unlocked. So he just kind of reaches out the front door and does the little chirp, okay, locks the door. Unbeknownst to him, he just locked a thief in his car. That became evident when the BMW's alarm system went off when the thief kicked the window out to escape.